I'm really pleased that we're having tonight here before the tour, because this is such a controversial, it's such a debated matter, and it's really, really perhaps one of the, it probably is one of the great controversies within Metropolitan Eruvin, and we'll see how Rabbi Lehman sorts out the Edra Eruv. Okay, I want to just recap a little bit, just to have that clear, just to understand the significance and of this halacha in Sifyut Aleph. We're up to page 502 in Sifyut Aleph. It is extremely, extremely, extremely nogea. This is the key to allow or not to allow carrying in our Eruvin in Edgware, as well as in Northwest London, as well as anywhere else in the world. This is the key. Page 502 on Sifyut Aleph. So just to recap, Rabbi Issa, just to have it 100% clear. And we have to discuss with Rabbi Lehman on, and please make a, Sifyut Aleph. So the question, Rabbi Issa, the starting point is as follows, that we've got a halacha, that if you've got a chotza, and there's various batim in it, so the halacha is that you may only carry if there is an eruv chatzis made for everybody in that Ushus Yochid. We learned that if there's a yid who doesn't want, various approaches, etc. What if there's a goy living in the courtyard? What if there's a goy living in that private domain? So the halacha is that a goy cannot participate in the eruv chatzis. He can't. So what do we do? There is the halacha of schiris that you have to rent out of the goy. You have to rent it out. And that is really what we have to do. And on both sides, this is not only true if you've got a block of flats. It is not only true if you've got a block of flats and you want to carry that. But it is also, there certainly so. You can only carry 30 need in one go. You have to rent off the property of him. Not only that, but even if you've got a large Eruv, which is a whole city-wide Eruv, here again, the only way to carry it, to allow carrying in it, because it's all, yes, if you've made the strings around it, you've made an Reshus Yochid, but just because it's a Reshus Yochid doesn't mean you're allowed to carry, as we discussed so many countless times before. Just because it's a private domain, there's still an Issa Drabanon to carry from a Bais to a Chotz and vice versa. So you wouldn't be allowed to carry from the house onto the street, etc. Now, there's a goy in the Chotz, there's many goyim in our Chatzis. Yes, there are goyim living in Edgeware. There are goyim living in Edgeware. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there are. I'm nearly sure. So the halacha is schiris. Now it is true at the same time that schiris. Yes, of course we rent out. We have to rent out. But so in ideally, what we would do, we'd go up to all the Mr. Smiths around and all the Mohammeds around and all the Mr. whatever. Then we go and we say, listen, can we rent out your property? We want to carry on Shabbos. And we learned that it's not a physical financial transaction. It is more lenient. We learned it's a hekker, it's a simon, etc. So, but in reality, we'd have to go to every single house of the goyim and say, do you rent out a property? And they say, yes, sure, 5 pence and sorted. We don't do that. It's perhaps practical if you've got a block of flats. Perhaps it's the best way forward. But if you've got a city, if that's not what we do. So how do we do it? The answer is Sifyut Aleph. And Sifyut Aleph, what we touched on, teaches us, I'm just going to go through the Sif again. We touched on it on Thursday, and I want to go through it now again. Avol, I know it's the middle of a sentence in a way, but that's the halacha. Avol meishtoi, but you can rent meishtoi from his wife. So even if the guy is not interested, and he says, no way, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I don't want anything to do with the Jews. But his wife is a bit more lenient, a bit more kind. So you can go to meishtoi, you can go to his wife. I'm going to get that in a minute. So him, you can rent from those people, Schiro Lekitoi and his wife. Aval Pishomoich, although he's protesting, he's not interested. Now, what is exactly Schiro Lekitoi? Schiro Lekitoi, that we learned, is a hired worker. Siv Kotten, Lamed Gimel Mishnebura says, Sochir Lavoitis Kolashona, Lekitoi Limoisa Kotzir. So the Soch, definition of Soch is a hired worker. We spoke about Selina last week. Selina, which is a maid. So you can go to Selina and say, I know your master is not particularly kind, and not particularly, he's probably quite anti-Semitic, he's not interested. But you can go to the maid and say, listen here, you have got the rights, the owner gives you the rights of being in the house. And the owner gives you the rights of putting things in the house and using the chotzer, etc., because you are the maid there. So can you please take 5 pence and rent out the property? And you know what? It works. And now the whole chotzer is saved because of Selina. She's a hired worker, she's a maid, and that worked. Now that's chiroi. Now Lakito is the same thing. Lakito is actually even more lenient, it's an even greater kula because Lakito is only a hired worker for some, for you know, it's a kotzi for the summer day, for a period of the month, a period of a year. And that suffices. You can go up to a hired worker, so a guy that works there just over a few weeks. And you go up to him and say, listen here, I know you're not working the whole year, but do you mind to please, can we just rent out, can you hire, sublet the property? Again, it's a sim and a hacker, and then by him taking a few pounds, you can carry the whole chotzer because he's rented out the property. So now, how do you do that nowadays? So now the key bialocha, and that's really, really, a real tough one, is bialoch on the side. Because here there's a very... bialoch on the side, says, Schirole Kitoi, I'm Mishnuburev, I'm Ba'atzi al-Moigim, it's a very famous Atzi al-Moigim, Ois Chov Gimu B'Sif Yudalet, Shekoz Be'inon Dafka, Sheyeloi L'Schirole Kitoi, Roshus L'Shtamash B'Veisoi, the definition of Schirole Kitoi is that he's got permission L'Shtamash B'Veisoi to use the house, Oi B'Chatzir, or the courtyard. Halavo Chiloi, and if it doesn't have that permission, is not considered Schir Lekitoi. It's Rabbi Isai. The Schir Lekitoi is a person that has got rights to use the house or the courtyard. You go up to him and he say, listen, I know you can use the courtyard. Take 5 pounds and give us permission to use it throughout the year and I can carry. Done. So who is that? Who would that contemporary, in a contemporary world, who would that be? Who can we go to one person, or perhaps one authority, and we go up and say, listen here, you take 10 pounds on behalf of all the Jews living in this courtyard, on behalf of this area, take 10 pounds and give us the permission to use the chotzer. And he says, sure, he takes 10 pounds, he gives you permission, Heker Balmer, Simon Balmer, and now everybody can carry over in Sholem Alisod. Who is that authority? Who can do that? Council, Barnet Council. Good, Barnet Council. You go to Barnet Council, And now the question is, I don't know if that works. Barnet, what?
Why is it Rishus L'Shtamash?
You don't have Rishus. Does Barnet Council, so you see, there's a problem over here, because according to many Mefarshim, you could be right, but you might not be right. Because according to many Achroinim, the Schiro Lekitoi, it doesn't just have the rights to use the chotzer, but most probably, he needs the chotzer and the bais. He needs also the permission to go into your house. Does Barnet Council have permission to go into your house? They don't. Does Barnet Council have permission to go into your house? They don't. So if it is true, and it probably is true, that a Schirole Kito is somebody that has permission to go into your house, then we are stuck. The Selina is a lot better. Because Selina has obviously permission to go into your house, but if you need to have the whole shows of the whole edgeware, who can we go to that we can give 10 pounds and is a person that on authority that has permission to go into every house? Who is it? It's a very difficult question. It's a very difficult question. So someone has say, and that depends on the law of the land, that the police might be the right authority to go. If the police suspect that you're a terrorist, they might, pardon? They need the search warrant, right? Says Avil Yashiv, and that's that the police is not. They can't just walk into. Depends on the land. Depends on the law of the land. But if the police has got no rights to walk into your house, they are not good Schiro Lekitoi. They are not. They can't just walk into your house. Yeah, with a search warrant, they can't just make up a search warrant like that. So Avil Yashiv is very, very super about it. Now I know that in some places, and I have a vague memory that Rabbi Lehman told me that's what we do in Edgeware. I have a vague recollection. I could be wrong though. I'm likely wrong. We'll find out this week in Mi'atz Hashem. That perhaps a very good Schir Lekito is the fire department, the fire brigade. Because the fire brigade, they don't need a search warrant.
They just come in.
That's right. They smell. They smell smoke and they walk in. I don't know. They can come in, stamp. They'll put it out, right. So the fire brigade authority might be a good one to go to, because they do have rights. I think that here again it depends on the borough, on the council, depends on the but might be a good place to go. They might have permission to just walk in, and that would be quite good schilakito. It is not so posh though, because even that remains questionable, because the schilakitoy is, according to many achayim, schicha lekitoy needs to be somebody that actually physically needs to be able to place an item in there. Just to be able to walk into the property might not be sufficient. Schicha lekitoy might be defined by somebody who A, can walk into your property, and B, can place something there without your permission.
And they need to.
So I don't know if the fire brigade can do that. Some wanted to say, I know in Eretz Yisrael there's been a discussion about Chevrat HaChashmal. Chevrat HaChashmal, which is the electricity provider, yeah. So, which here is what? What are they called? What's the agency called? Is that what they're called? The ones that are owning all the electricity. Who are they? Who are they? What? It's a governmental.
They own all that.
Yeah, exactly. Those. Who are they? Energy, yeah, what are they? Who are they? What's that agency? National Grid. Okay, so I don't know whoever they own, whoever owns the electricity. So it could be they've got I don't know who does the meter you've got in your house. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to them or to us?
I think it belongs to them.
They can walk. Oh, there you go. Because you're expert here. Yeah. So if that's the case, there might be a good. If that's the law, then there might be a good.
So they can't place anything.
They can't. Okay, but perhaps the fact that they can't place the meter there and it's theirs, that might be the perfect candidates to be a schicha lekitoy. They might be better even than a fire brigade, because they can walk in, they can put things in there, and they own something in your house. Whether you want it or not, that might be considered schicha lekitoy. But it is a problem. It is a problem because I know that Rav Eliashiv famously held that amongst all the problems that a city-wide eruv may have, Shishim Reboi, Rishus Rab Medoreis, Mefulash, all the problems that potentially might be, he felt all of those, he was okay with them. He felt you can get out. They are fine. His most serious concern was this very concern. How do we have a city with an Eruv and you want to have the Eruv Chatzeres sorted? How do we do that? And who is that person who is a Schicha Lekitoy, who is that agency of the authority, who is a proper Schicha Lekitoy, who can walk in, according to Mishnah Berurah, who can walk into your Rishus, place something there Who is that authority? So it remains a bit of a question. And how we do this in Edgware, that we'll have to find out which authority is the best one. But it is a shaila. It's a very great shaila. I know that some of these changes over time as well. I think the authority of the police changed over the years as well. I think did things change recently about that? I think that as a terrorist. I think as there's more, what search around, I don't know, I think that things, they might need, do you know about it, the police, we having more or less rights, pardon?
Search.
Ah, they can't just walk in, okay.
How do they do it in the northwest London?
I forgot. Yeah, okay, but this is a real shaila. Okay, but the answer is within the world of Schiroi Ulekitoi, and the question is, who is the best Schiroi Lekitoy? Sif Yud Beis. Imenu Roitzel Askir, if the guy does not want to rent it out, He's Karev Loyechem Ibn Achot. So that's a very ironic, it's a really ironic this. I fail to fully understand this. So if you base this, what happens if the guy is completely he's not prepared to rent it out? The guy is not interested. So Allah is Yemeni Roy Tzela Askir, he's Karev Loyechem Ibn Achotza. You go up to one person in the Chotza, the guy is not interested. You go up to one of the other people there that is not so adamant. And there's two going there, Mr. Smith and Mr.
Tilbury.
Mr. Tilbury.
Tilbury. Tilbury.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. So you go up to Mr. Smith. Is absolutely he's not interested. You can't get him to agree. But his next door neighbor is also a guy. He is a bit more understanding. So you can go up to him. You say, "Listen here, you're a kind Gentile. Can I just ask you one thing? Can I just ask you to put one item in Mr. Smith's house? By doing that, if you got that kind of relationship, then so please just put something in Mr. Smith's house. And by having something in Mr. Smith's house, then it becomes now Schir Lekitoy. And therefore you're sorted." It's interesting. So what's ironic about this is, let's just see what Shulchan, I'm just going over the words again. Him Einu Roy Tzelahaski, if the guy is unprepared to rent it out, he is Karev Loechel Miachotza, you should get close. Get to build a relationship with one of the other residents of the Chotz, until he rents out Rishus's domain. She could place Mr. Smith in Mr. Smith's house. Something should be, he will allow to place something into his place. And therefore, the second guy becomes like a Schiro Lekitoy. And it doesn't matter the fact that Mr. Smith doesn't even realize that he becomes a subletter to somebody else. Some say you don't need to. Some say it's not necessary. We don't pass like that. Now, what's a bit ironic about this is what? What's ironic about the miskarev to the? You should get close to the goy, and you'll make that shtick with Mr. Smith. Oh, it's almost incredible that. It's almost incredible. Somebody once asked me years ago, I don't know what's pshat. The whole idea, where the guy is not, what we learned in Sif Aleph, the whole idea why we have this problem is because Chachamim said, we don't want Yid to get too close to Goyim. And that's why we made a certain distance, and that's why we don't want Yidin to live too close with the Goyim. And because of that, Chachamim established various halachas. Over here we're seeing punk the opposite. You miscarve to the Goy in order to establish a Schir v'lekitoy. Which is really ironic. The whole idea was we should distance ourselves to the goyim, and here you should miscarry yourself to him in order to establish Schir Lekita, which is very interesting. Okay. These are the halachas for tonight. And we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.